This is John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, December 19th. According to the National Weather Service, we'll have a 50% chance of snow mainly after 1 p.m. in the Cedar Rapids area today. It will be cloudy with a high near 29. Winds 5 to 10 miles per hour from the southeast. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch is possible. And tonight, a chance of snow before 9 p.m., then freezing drizzle likely, possibly mixed with snow between 9 p.m. and midnight, and a low around 16. Two people forced a man to disrobe at gunpoint in Marion, assaulted him, and stole backpack items from him in September, according to a Linn County criminal complaint. 21-year-old Tavion Robinson of Waterloo and a partially named co-defendant with the last name of Johnson are accused of robbing the man while in the 1400 block of Meadowview Drive on September 6th. According to the complaint, Robinson pointed the gun at the man, put it in his mouth, and threatened to shoot him, and Johnson punched the alleged victim as he undressed. Both Robinson and Johnson took items from the man's backpack that had a value between $1,500 and $10,000. Robinson has been arrested on charges of first-degree robbery, conspiracy to commit a forcible felony, going armed with intent, second-degree theft, first-degree harassment, and false imprisonment. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Ross Wilburn announced Saturday he will step down as leader of the party after Democrats in the state faced a drubbing in the November 8th midterm elections and a likely vote by national Democrats to strip Iowa of its first-in-the-nation caucus status it's held for half a century. Wilburn, a state representative from Ames, was elected in January 2021 to lead the party as its first black chair in facing a challenging midterm election and a battle to retain the Iowa caucuses. Wilburn replaced outgoing chair and former state representative Mark Smith, who decided not to seek a second term. Wilburn, in a statement, said his service to Iowans will continue as a state lawmaker, quote, but it is time to pass the torch, end quote.